Rabbi Sai, and let us, more to my colleagues who enabled this, and to the Ilam, let's move forward in the sugis of Nairish and Spatsa. So we're moving off Ili Nairis, entering Erish and Nairish and Spatsa. This sugis, of course, overlap at the end of Ili Nairis. We began discussing the halachais, psukais of Einus and Mefateh after spending approximately 2 to 3 months with Kamaim Rabinei Vahamis Sto'ef. Sto'ef means all the 10 Gishmak sugis that were embedded within the overall umbrella of Kamaim Rabinei. And now this parak, of course, goes to the details of the Einus and Mefateh the video was off. Einus and Mefateh process. So the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, go there, says that the side of the payments in the case of Nairish and Spatsa is a division of who gets what. So Baishta Upagama are the schus of the father. Look at the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Here you go. Nairish and Spatsa. Baishta Pagama, the Knossa Shalavia. The Av Zeicha in Baishas, Pagam, and the basic of the Knas. If you look in the Rashi says, V'hatzar b'tfusa. What does tzar b'tfusa mean? Freeze it there. Hatzar namli avia b'anusa. In the case of anusa, the tzar. The tzar belongs to the father. Listen to Kra, v'sufasa shachavima. Tfusa is based on the pasuk in the Torah. Okay. So now, what happens if lo yispik olam b'din ad shamei sa'av? Who gets all this money? And it's before a mother b'din. If it's after a mother b'din, then it's already a mammonistic chayv. Here, without a mother b'din, it's not mammon. If it was mammon, it goes into the estate. If it goes into the arusha. But if it's not mammon, it's just a chiyuv. Who gets it? Rashi explains, given like amda b'din, lava mainahu l'arusha l'abanav. Had there be a mother b'din, good. But here it's still a knas. A knas only gets converted into mamain b'shas hamada b'din. Here we have a problem. Ein adam mayrish levanav z'chus rezach slay tayra b'bitay. A person cannot be mayrish this z'chus. This is the basic issue. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, am de b'din atchalei mesa av harein shalav. Belongs to the father. Meisa'ab harein shala'achim. Because it goes through the Yerusha, through the estate. Leis bikolam b'din at shemeisa'ab. Here is the problem. Harein shel atzma. Then the schus of all these kenosois devolve on the isha. The last question is, am de b'din at shalei bagra. And then the Gemara goes through questions of whether or not there's a film team Bagras and Iris, which we'll get to. So the Rashi and Mesa Av said, Amda Badin, Bein Bagra Kai Demisa Bein Lebagra, Harein Shalachim, the Kivna Badin, Zach Ben Av, and therefore once the Av is Zach and it becomes Mum and it goes into the estate, Beteris Yerusha. So in this mission is Mivuyer that Mefata pays everything to Lavia Nara, not to Nara Atzma, but there is two scenarios where the Naira gets the money herself. One is if the father died, Mesa'ab, and therefore there is no way for her to give the money to the father before Amad Abedin. After Amad Abedin, it's in the estate, Rabbi say. If the Mesa'ab Kaidim Amad Abedin, the second way, if she was Nizbagar. Nizbagar is similar to other methodologies of taking it around Rosh Hashanah, as we know. So, Pakas Chusay Shalav, and the Nara Atzma is Zeicher Pedashlumei HaPitui, the Nara itself is Zeicher with Tashlumim of the Pitui and not the Yerushiyah. Atkan, basics is Mavir in the Mishnah that I learned last week. Let's delve now into several Yisaitis in the Sugya, as much as we can pack in the next half hour. The Achrayim ask Akasha, how was the Bas, the Naira, the Zeicher in the Knas, if the father died before her mother Bedin? After mother Bedin goes into the state, Rabbi Seitz, Mamayin. He died before her mother Bedin. So it's a Dahin Begeder Knas. The halacha is, Ein Adam Meirich Knas Libanov. If Ein Adam Meirich Knas Libanov, why should it be Meirich to Knas Libitoi? It should be a lot worse. There's no Chas Yerushalayim in the bus. So how is he possibly, you can't be Meirich to your father, to the brother, you certainly can't be Meirich to the woman. So how does this poor girl who's nenas and futa, under what halachic construct is she zeicha with this money if it is still a knas? If it's a mamain shtaka not zeicha with money, she has to deal with the brothers, with the estate, who was yerush to knas. And that's a whole different problem. But if the brothers are not zeicha to it, because there was no Amadah Bedinah to Knas, if they can't get it, how can she get it? So there are various ways in Rabbi Seina or Rishayim Achrayim. And one of the ways is that really, Tashlume Knas really belonged to her in the first place. The Torah created a Chiddush that the father is Zeicha from her. She's a victim. You got to pay the victim. Even the second law of Havdol is a concept of paying the victim in the civil suit. So she's the one, really, Vasmadav Abtzal, and you have to pay her. But the Torah said that you pay her, but Kasi, whatever reason, not to go into time of the crow of the Rabban Shleilam, the Rabban Shleilam decided that the father should be Zeichet from the Bas. Why? Because since she's in his Rishus, and arguably he paid for all the stuff to bring her up, doesn't matter, there's a halacha called Rishus, he did pay, didn't pay. Lamaisa, the Av is Mezakeh, is Zeicher from the Bas. Therefore, if he died before a mother Bedin, then since the Etzem it came to her first and then it bounced to the father, since it was before a mother Bedin and the father died, no father, it stays with her. That is the basic Mahalach and the Rishon of the Rishonim. But this is not so pashut, because not everybody agrees with this. And this question as to whether or not the Schusa Av Tashlum the Bas is because really it goes to her and then bounces to him? Or is the pshat that the father has a schus in the knas to etzem mitairas chaybas tashlumim and nechukal bazeh, Rabbi Seinu, Rishayna Machrayna? We try to see if we can give you the basic mahalach here so you can take it out of this to help you understand the sugya. Not going to have time to go through everything inside, so I'm going to read things out outside, and where necessary, we'll take a look inside. There are three mahalchim here in the Rishayim and Achrayim, and I'm going to try to give you as many as I can. It's a pity because there's an important staple here at the end, so I will tell you now, we're not going to be able to get to learn the staple inside beside a few lines, but the staple does a beautiful sum up, Kedar Kedish, the sugya, so leich v'ted Rishayim Misham. The key to the sugya is the Bnei Yeshua's Akasha. Bnei Yeshua asks, when the father died before Amadah Bedin, why is there a Chiv Knas at all? In other Knasses, right? Think of numerous Knasses in the Torah. The Shur was Negeach Neved and died. You have to pay a Knas. What happens if the Taivea, the guy about the Shur, died before the Knas was paid? Too bad. Knas is gone. Knas goes only to the Tiveya. Why? Ein Adam Meirish Knas Labana. Why here does there seem to be a violation of this central rule? Afka Mishnah Knasais on the left side. Emridain Mersh Busk one of Heik the Mes Puk Knas Lagamra. No, no, on the bottom where the line is. Pech Busser Led Lagamre, Zachanit Mishalai, Belach Amrina Anachad La Atzma. So what's the answer? So he says, and this is the key line here. Listen, we're just the yellow, the last yellow. Misham demikar b'shas biya, ihi nami islayad al shiyad aviyam akav yad of eich demes sachsi b'shola. Yeshua legs back this side that I said earlier, that b'shas biya, the isha, the victim, is kind of the knas through yad. This is a new yad created by the Pnei Yeshua. We don't have this yad anywhere, on the surface at least. A new yad created by the Pnei Yeshua. And the yad avia is ma'akev al yada. There is two yadayim, two drones floating around here. B'shas, this terrible event happened. There's the yad isha and the yad avia. The yad isha really, well, think of this figuratively. The Yad Isha reaches out to grab the knas, the kumtir. She was nenas. She was tsar. And the Yad Avia, however, says, not so fast, my entire tachter. I understand that you were nensa, but I brought you up, and therefore the money goes to the father. If the father passes on before the money can be given, then the original drone, the original Yad, is going to be the money. And the reason for that is Mikara B'shas B'yi Nami Isliyad Al Shiyad Aviyah Ma'akev. And here when he messed, when he was messed, the she is like a new Bir Chadash in the din of Mesad Kav Mada Badin Emes the Basin is listening to Shlum not the Av, but the Shlus of the Av prevents her from getting it. But when he died, Knas La'atzma. The Achrayim, Rabbi Seno Achrayim, say that this is really a Machlekes of Shina. The Machlekes in the Ramban and the Ritva. In the case of Mefuta, Mefuta, where the father died before her mother Bedin. If there is a Knas, does she get the Knas or not? Ramban holds she doesn't get the Knas. Why? Because in the case of Mefuta, it's fundamentally different than Inus, you understand. Mefuta was willing. So by entering into this assignation willingly, by definition, she was Michael the Knas. Our Mishnah that is talking about the Yerusha of the Knas is talking only about Hanusa. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Haramban. The Ritva is Chaylech. And the Ritva holds that the Mechila of the act of the Bia is not a Mechila. Why? Because it didn't belong to her. You can only be Michael something that belongs to you. Here, the Knas really belongs to the father. So how could you be Michael? How could you be Michael something which doesn't belong to you? Says Rav Naftali. I'll tell you what the pshat is. Ramban really is working with the svara of Rabbeinu Apnei Yeshua that we said earlier. At Be'etzem, the Bas has the first chusin tashlumim. Her yad reaches up to grab it. Comes along, the yad of the father says, not so fast, my tire, and takes the knas away. Because his yad is stronger than her yad. His rishus, his claim, supersedes hers. If he's mace, mace av, of course she gets it, because there's nobody stopping her from getting this chus, as the Pnei Yeshua said, that she should have gotten mi'ikara, and therefore, since she had this chus, and therefore, in a nusa, she has this chus. She has this chus in a mefuta too. Her mefuta is different because her mechila, by the act of the assignation, by the act of the bia, that's considered to be a mechila in the knas. And Chitaka owns it to be mechila. Beautiful pshat in Naftali, based on this verb in the shul. Let's tell you, show you a couple of lines in Naftali. Scroll down. There he goes. In Nemekasur, yesh v'tem mechleks derava vosa. Ramban the Haritva who b'shita mikubetzes v'zel ashein Ramban. Ramban is only two lines, so we can learn it. Harush al atzma, the knas belongs to her. Kayal anusa v'leil mefluta. The midaita of the one come to mefluta. It was willing. The kevin in his reikru shust shalah a nedarim dika lam deshavart pater dele machnushes rav zachsrim. Zachsrim hem. So says of Naphtali that the Ritva is Pelik. Near Nadvarim, the Hachsef HaKulikaya, Philishi, the same across the Maldi, same Afuta, and Ritva goes on to explain that he's Pelik, that the Mechila is not Mayo, because the Isa Shah, the Knas, was the father. If you go to the other column, shrink it, please, and go to the other column. Near Bibir Machl Kusam. He says, he brings the Rajba, which brings the Ritva and the Ramban, and he explains it al-Pi, the Pnei Yeshua. Scroll down here, I don't have time to read it inside, but I'll show you where he says the Sfar, the Pnei Yeshua, and then you can take it from there, scroll. Hinner yes lachar ba dav zeh be kesef knas im ud din atz mi shesh lo yav le lo kom mek ne mesav zeh be gemesh un din yesh lo yav le lo be zeh keep on going back to next page a shem gam lo yesh din yuch le tvay kesef knas im hin din atz mil hech di nara ik tanel rabon un af kaid le tvay de kesef di day so he says go down. Many chakiris. And Rav Tali says that the Svar of the Ramban, as I said earlier, is Alpidus Pnei Yeshua. Rav Elchanan has a different approach. Rav Elchanan, in his writings in Chelk Bei Simin Aleph, let me summarize for you first. We'll see how much we can say inside. Says the Ramban's Shita, okay, hold there, is dependent on the following chakira. What is the halacha of Begeres is not Breshus Avia? Is it because the kinyan that the Av has bebitoy is a kinyan l'zman? Is because the kinyan the Av has a bebitoy is only a kinyan l'zman and it's paka? It's only his reshus until begeris. It's just a fundamental issue. Or do we say no? The etzem kinyan mitchila is a kinyan aylam. Bagris is avkar reshusoy. That's the pshat. Bagris is avkar mershusai. Really, she has it. He has it all the time. It's not a kinyan, which, what's the right word? Expires. No. The kinyan is a kinyan. Ilam never expires. But there is a halacha that I can be mafkiat mershusai. Says Rabbi Chana. Ramban holds the kinyan is man. It expires at a certain amount of time. That time happens to be by Bagra. And that's the case. The Mechila of the Mefuta helps. Even though at that moment she was Breshus Avia. Why? Because it's Mayo for the Zman after the Bagra. It's Mayo for the Zman after the Bagra. Because that's when it's no longer in force. Says Rabbi Chanan. And now we understand our sugya. Our sugya tells you, the Mishnah told you, if Bagra before Amada Bedin Knasul Atzma. Because really the Knasses are all the time. But the Av had an expiration date, a schus with expiration date. But Be'etzem underlying it, really it's hers. That's from Bechana's Pshat, based on this Yisayit in the Ramban. Which we don't have time to go into. He says, if you look, stop for a second, Pesach. What's the aside that the Naira has it only until Begris? The Yesh Leimar. One could say that when she's a Naira, the father has a schus even on this man after the Bagrus. Ella, except because she's Gaber, but she's Bager, when the Bagrus kicks in, Pakas Chusai, the Kalaba. Chain, Matina, Besaif, Paragash, Shaleach, Leinian, Meicher, Sadeh, Bazman, Shayevel, Neg, and Reb Chanan goes on. To give you dugma ice, similar to Kinyan Paris and Kinyan Aguf, who owns the underlying thing and then it has an expiration date on it. This dugma is understandable, but not necessary for us to use the limited time we have. Column two. Shrink, please. Shrink. Line, freeze. Top line. The name is Chusa Bito Mitchilas Kenel Zman. No. Be'etzim was only a Kenel with an expiration date. Actually, is Bagger. Well, yes, sir. But Bagger's didn't have clock cows. Not that there's some town where the Bagger's is called to eat the little woman, the girl. She's only a girl. She's only 13 years old and now powerless, but she's a woman in Halacha. Comes and grabs it away from the buyer, from the father. No, it's not the pshat. Elish Nigmas Chusmelov, he has an expiration date. His chus is until she is 12 and a half. Too bad. Pegris, that's it. And then he brings this very important Gemara that we had on the Flamet Ches. It really is one of the keys to the entire Sugi of Yesh Baga Bekevra or not. And this is inherent in this alumnus as to whether or not he has a kingdom of his mom, which is Pukka. Or no, he never, or he has an online kinyan which the Isha takes away at the time of a Baigras Shaft. And this is the Machlaikis between the Ramban and the Ritva. This is all Kina Narashba. This is all Kina Rashba. So Rabbi Chanan's Mahalach is similar in the usage of the Machlaikis between the Ramban and the Ritva, but different in its application. The Rashba and the Pnei Yeshua following it have a last Mahalach here, which we will be able to try to conclude. I'll mention the Rambam, but it's not clear what the Rambam Shita is. And this we'll have to leave it up to Rabbeinu Stipler to explain to the Rambam Shita. But let's try to get the last third Shita in. And that is that the Schus of the Father is Mikayach, the Schus of the Bas. This is based on a Rashba. The Raja brings up the sad case of Avshabal Bitai. So it's coming Rabbinay. However, the father can force the Isha to be Aibibadin. Tevei the Knas. And he should be Zeichen the Knas, if not for the Yalach of coming Rabbinay. Why? Because the Lashon HaRashba is very clear and very dispositive to our alumnus. The Lashon HaRashba, as we'll see in the moment inside, La'ilam machmasahu zaycha. V'hihi she'emedis padin. Fascinating, right? Why near l'chayr l'dagdek? The Mishto Yedin about it. Abayo v'lo yavi d'matzim le'labo b'durmat d'chizach k'mar l'av ha'in and d'mineka d'idach k'zachi. It's zaycha v'di isha. The katal kashli tuv mafuta. My amdamadin shaya. We're talking about the avos baal bitay bin mafata. What a madamadin. Hamachla. This is mechila. My depreciates besamuch. The Talmud did not save it. Knas the yachayla limcha. Malaysim the shilashit zarev shayn av yachla midabdin abbinus. Fishayn yachayl. No, you're in the Pnei Yeshua here. I'm sorry, we went out of sequence here. I apologize. Let's go back to the Rashba first. Where is the Rashba? Which page? No, this is
the page before is Kovah Sharam.
Incense.
Where we came from.
Okay, I got it. So let's find the Rashba Lam Zayin Amar Alf De Ramas Bal Mesoi. Could be set of sequence after the Pnei Yeshua. There you go. So the Rashba on the bottom, right? Here's the wording of Rabbeinu Rashba, which are Dvar Mamukim Admoid embedded in one line. Tepilim Shin the Knasti Da, Abal Bitai, so it's Kam Rabbinay. So the Kasha is, Tepiklei Shim the Knasti Dehu. Knas goes to him. Hashilubal Ach Avral, there's Levi. Had there been a third party, not Av herself, because the father would have been Zarech in the Knas. Baal Yavim Misham Knas, so the father should pay the Knas. So the Rashba says it must be talking about a case in Sasha where there's a Garsha and goes up to Rabbi Akiva. But the Rashba says, really, this should be dependent on the Mishnah later. This is on Daf Lamed Vav. On the Mishnah later in Narish and Spatza, we speak about Medinat Shemes Av Knasa La'atzma. V'ach Yisi Birshami De Garsin Hasam Ilu Achar Bo Aleha. V'av Knasa La'viya Tipater Shabo Aleha Chalois Mesa Viyo Mesa Viyo Kri Mesa Glili. And now look what the Rambam says. Yeah, scroll down, please. Gam das Yerushalmi Efsher. Shim Amar Ha'av Nasa L'Kesef K'nasa Achakach Chayzer V'Zeichaboy. If the father was the person who was the perpetrator, and he gave her the K'nas, K'nas bounces back to her. Bounce back to him. Why? Because Shifu, the father, as strange as it sounds, Yachal Kaifal Amad Ima Badin, he can take her to Adin Taira, Bila Taivai, take her to Adin Taira that she should be Taivea him. He should have to pay the Knas, and the Knas will love you. Hear this dynamical, horrible, clever, diabolical. Is the right word, diabolical scheme. He's Baal Bitai. And then he's Taivea her to be Taiveim. He takes her to a Besdin, forces her to be Taivea to Knas. She gets the Knas, and Allah is Knas Alaviyah. Kederach Shuyachal Kevle to Machar, just like he's allowed to force her to go. It would be a third party, but he's allowed to force her to take that third party to Ladin because he wants the Knas. Why? Here's the part, Rabbi say. If you can make this red. Machmasa hu zaycha vihi hi shay medes padin. Says the Rajba. Vahainu titnan on the badin actually meis ablai speak lam din letin oman badin vla yispik lam badin vitzarech yun adkan dure Rabbeinu a Rajba. Says the Bnei Yeshua. The Mishnah one says, "Am the Medin, Smashma the Denaira Atzma the Baldin, and the Shleim of Pito, not the father." Says the Bnei Yeshua that even though the father is Zeichin Tashlumim, but the Chayva Tashlumim really belongs to the Naira and not to the father, and the father is being Zeichin through the Naira. Says the Bnei Yeshua, "Ebezai, we understand why the Mishnah says Mesa Av Kaidem Mother Medin off this Bigris." That she is Eich in the Knas. Why? Because she was always Eich in the Knas. Once there's no father around, the money's hers. Because really, inherently, the money is hers. Just as we said earlier. However, as we said earlier, the father has a block on it. But really, Be'etzem, the money is hers. L'may nafkimin if he died. The Ritva says this Yisayin is a Pasuk. The Ritva says, given the chesiv v'nosan la'vi ha'naira, the av is the baldavra, and the shlumah the pito inat habas, we have a machlokes rishonim between, according to the Savana, between the Rajba and the Ritva. The Rajba seems to learn that be'etzem it belongs to the isha, and the Ritva seems to say it belongs to the father. Ask the Ritva, the Pnei Yeshua is Kasha. Why does the Mishnah say, the Medin, this mashmah belongs to the Bas? So he says, look at the Lashon of the Ritva, the Humishim, the Mechaycha, Mitzach Rachman Allah. Everybody see this? See this Lashon? Last three lines. Elamishim, the Mechaycha, yellow light, Zach Rachman Allah. Rabbi Sai, we see we have a machlekes between the Rif and the Rashba, the Geder, the Schus of Ab Teshlumei Bitui, and Mizeichet Teshlum Mitzar Atzmai. Or no, the Bas is Zeicha and the father is Zeicha Mimenu. The last thing here, which we can only show the Maramakayim Ashitas Rabbeinu Aramban. So just to sum up, Rabbi Sai, we seem to have various mahalkim if the Schus is the Isha and the Av is Zeicha, or the Schus is the Av, and the Isha is Zaycha, or the Schus of the Av, through the Schus of the Bas, three different Mahalchim, and as explained by Rav Naftali and Rav Elchanan, it seems that this is a Machlaikis, keyed on Machlaikis between the Ramban and the Ritva on one hand, and perhaps the Rajba and the Ritva on the second hand. Not the other hand, the second hand. What's Shita Saramba? I'm just going to have to point it out to you and help us Naira, Perik Beis Alach Yud Gimel. Amalei Nasti Aisi, Guamalei Kiela Patisi, Harizan Nishba Shwasa Taira Aldamea Tsar, Mishalayim Baisha Subagam. Share Haida the mixa satina kamashis bar bim koimboy. So what's the chat in this? So the Keshe Misa says the rest explanation that Tashlum doesn't belong to her, since the father belongs to the father, but father Al Yada, I'm not shaking your hand. And therefore he's called Taka Itebeya. Machlaikus Rambam and the Ravid, and then if you look at the Stipler and Simem Gimel, the Stipler explains this very beautifully. Scroll down, or Pesach, so that everyone can see it. Unfortunately, this is such a complicated shiur today with so many different shittas that we did not get a chance to see this stipler inside, but I'm going to point it out to you. Please, on my recommendation, which is a joke because the stipler doesn't need my recommendation, but here's the Marmukim, shrink it so you can see what the key parts are. Shrink it, please. So you can see in the end of Siman Aleph, the whole page. There you go. In the end of Siman Aleph, Mihu Hamei Abaldim Letfai Yisoy Zafata, the stipler goes through all the various important shittas, brings the shittas from Bisein and Rishayim, everything is here, and he goes into the shita of the Rambam, which we have not had a chance to go into. And as I said, it's a kind of Nachnaruchni late to the Shem Rishon, and I'll see you all at the Shem next week. Everybody have a good and productive week. Yashukir Chachem. Thanks, my friends, Reb Pesach and Reb Jeff, for enabling this, and my friend Reb Shlema.